So I'm sitting with Eric Lawler. Eric, how are you, mate?
I'm good, Peter. Thanks for coming down to my kitchen.
Yeah, the last time we spoke, or the first time we spoke, I interviewed you in my greenhouse.
Yes, I remember that.
In Ballybohol in North County Dublin.
Yeah, that was one of the times. There was another time we did a Christmas special out your back garden in the snow. With Santa hats. Remember that?
That was minus 18 Celsius that day, is what it was.
It was a beautiful day, though.
Yeah, after 20 minutes of audio, I could tell that your voice was starting to freeze, I think, is the most appropriate description of that. Things have moved a bit since then.
Well, yeah. I mean, time has gone by, and I've done Edinburgh and all since then. I've done, you know, the Cat Laughs, all the usual festivals. But Edinburgh was a significant moment for me, I suppose, because it was the first time I've done it. I've threatened to do it for a couple of years, and I said, right, finally, get the monkey off the back, went over and did the whole month.
Yeah.
And it was arduous, it was tough, but ultimately it was very rewarding in that I kind of proved a lot of stuff to myself over there. Proved that I can do this, and not only maybe entertain Irish crowds, but British crowds as well, you know. It kind of clicked with me that, you know, you don't just have a corner of the market in Dublin. you can spread your wings a little bit, you know, fly outside the pale.
You were saying to me at the time that it was like a rite of passage. That's how you described it. Do you think that old Cú Chulainn kind of style of ritual must be done for...
I think if you want to grow as a comedian, then Edinburgh kind of really does have to be on your list. Even if you only ever do it once in your life, just to see what it's like. It brings... You do definitely go through... I mean, I was speaking to a few other, the more senior comedians, and they said, you know, be prepared, Eric, you will go through a roller coaster of emotions, and that proved to be the case. You know, there were times over there when I wanted to just come home.
Yeah.
Because it was the longest time I've ever been away from the kids. That was one of the main reasons. And also, it can be a bit soul destroying as well when you're standing out in the lashings of rain in Edinburgh, you're handing out flyers and there's people just walking past you. But you don't blame them, because everyone in Edinburgh is handing out flyers, so it's so competitive. But I was very happy with the numbers I got in the show, and the show seemed to go really well, and the people who came to it seemed to really enjoy it and put lovely, nice messages on my Facebook and my Twitter saying, wow, can't believe that. I did the free fringe. Can't believe that show was free. Mm. You know, anyone, and they were recommending it to their friends. So a lot of people came down by word of mouth to the show, and it seemed to gather pace as the festival wore on, you know. But yeah, I definitely felt when it came back that I was almost bulletproof. You know, I couldn't wait to come back to Ireland and go, well, if I can do this in Edinburgh, in a pokey little bar in down some side street in Edinburgh, I can do this anywhere. And you know, my first gig coming back from Edinburgh was the Electric Picnic. And I was primed for that, and it went great, you know. And since then, I took on this maybe somewhat foolhardy decision to write a whole new one-hour show between the end of Edinburgh and next Friday in the Sugar Club, where I'm doing my new show here, no evil, and I've probably bitten off more than I can chew in terms of not giving myself enough time, because you know it would take most comedians, even the very best comedians, to probably the best part of a year, 6 months at least anyway, to write a whole new hour. But it won't be for the lack of trying anyway. I've never been as prolific with the writing as I have been since I decided that I'm going to do it, and I suppose there's nothing like pressure to get you creative, you know. Now, if I don't have the full hour of brand new stuff, then I will paper up the the remaining gaps with recent old stuff.
What's it like when you get the call saying, "Hi, this is Aiken Promotions. We'd like to put Ticketmaster on the side of your tickets, and we'd like to book you for the Sugar Club." What's that phone call like? Is that, honey, we've just made the Champions League?
No, not at all. It was just a conversation I had with Bren Berry, who is the Mr. Aiken, runs Vicar Street. He's a great man, and he's, you know, I would meet Bren quite a lot during the year. You know, he runs the Ivy Gardens Comedy Festival, and
you're an old stalwart there.
Yeah, just chatting to Bren over the months, you know. I mean, it came up in conversation, you know. I see, you know, ultimately my dream is to do a Vicar Street show, you know. Now I'm a couple of years away from that, I'd say, but the first step, I suppose, towards that is the Sugar Club, you know, or Whelan's, you know. Once it's an Aiken Promotions event, and they offered me the Sugar Club, do you want to do it? Let's do it. And I said, well, okay, come on, let's do it. And the panic has set in.
So next, today, we're what date?
Today is the 21st.
So on the 28th of October, you play the Sugar Club. Have you Have you been in to see it since you've been booked?
No, I haven't actually, no.
Do you know the last time I was there?
Was it the Jason Bourne?
Jason Bourne.
Telly show. Oh, actually, no, I would have been in since then. Since that show.
Yeah.
I did a charity gig there a few months ago. And I'll be going in next Friday morning. First thing, I actually rang Aiken today to say, what's the earliest you can open on Friday? And he said, well, we should be open around 10 o'clock in the morning. He says, I'll be there at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Because what are you going
to
do?
I have to go through a few tech rehearsals and tech sound checks. And you know, it's not just going to be stand-up. It's going to be a couple of videos. And I don't want to give too much away. But it'll be a couple of little inserts in the show, which will require technical assistance. And I want to just make sure that I get it right for the night in question, you know.
Yeah.
John Henderson has been good enough to come on board and help me produce and direct it. So myself and John will be going in there early next Friday morning and tweaking this and that and hoping that on the night itself that it delivers the entertainment value people expect these days, you know.
From a like doing the Electric Picnic and doing the comedy festival, you walk in there, you've got your backpack on your side and you've got your backpack on your side. Do you hear me? But you walk straight into the park. you walk straight into the park. You walk straight to the EP. You go up on stage and you do your set.
Yeah.
You come back off. You do the Edinburgh festivals. You come back. So like you're a well toned comedian at this stage of the game. What's the difference between that now and doing your own show? Is there a lot more work behind the scenes in it?
Yeah, there is. I mean, I think there's a different kind of pressure. I mean, when you're doing your own show and people are buying tickets solely to see you. You know, I mean, you can do Electric Picnic. People are going to see Electric Picnic. They're not going to see you. They're just going in to check it out. Same if you're doing a weekend, the Laughter Lounge. You're doing any of these comedy club nights where there's an array of comedians on, they're buying tickets for the event, not for you.
Hmm.
So when you're selling tickets for you, there's a different kind of pressure. You're sitting backstage going, oh my God, all these people come in here to see me. I have to deliver, you know. That's a different kind of pressure. But it's also a nice pressure. It's also fairly satisfying when you know that there's people interested enough to take time out of their day and spend money and investing in seeing you. You know, you have to take that as a compliment, but that does bring its own pressure of making sure that they get value for their money as well, you know.
I'm talking to Clontarf Gardening Club on the Thursday before your gig.
Clontarf Gardening Club?
Yeah, do you know how much it is in to see me?
No.
It's €3 for members and €4 for non-members.
Nice.
But tea and refreshments are provided.
Oh, right.
How much is it to see you? How much is it to see you and will you come see me?
Right, Clontarf. What's it, Clontarf Gardening Club? Is that what you said? Right.
Will you come see me because I'm going to see you?
What time is it on at?
It's on at 8 o'clock.
On when?
Thursday.
Morning?
No, evening.
Evening. I have to get back to you on that, Peter. I don't know what my schedule is like. Because I'm doing a short film next week. I told you I'm doing a short film next week, which is not ideal timing-wise before the show, but it's sometimes you just can't turn down these opportunities, you know?
What's the short film?
It's a short film called No Messages, and it's set in a pub in town in Thomas Street. And
Is it really set in a pub in town?
Yeah, the Thomas House.
Oh, no, well.
Yeah.
Yo, not that well.
So we're starting to shoot on Monday, and it's going to run for 4 days. A great script. There's some good actors in it, and you know, as I said, I've kind of got into the acting over the last year or so, and little things are starting to happen, and I just basically want to get as much experience as I can in various roles, and hopefully it'll be another string to my bow, so to speak. Jeez, I'm full of cliches, aren't I?
Yeah, indeed.
I was just saying there on Twitter, I should have called my show the Stone Roses live at Heaton Park, Manchester. Would have been a lot of tickets sold for them. 220,000 tickets sold in 48 minutes. The fastest selling UK rock gig in history.
Are you joking me?
Serious, this morning, yeah. Stone Roses, one of my favourite bands of all time. They said in the press conference they'll come to Ireland, so I'm hoping that's true.
I'm hoping as well. Mm. I've got a funny feeling it'd be sold out in a lot more than 48 minutes.
Yeah, there's talk of them doing Slane or whatever, you know, but we'll see. I'd love to see them in the O2. I'm too old for that Slane lark.
what can people expect at the Hear No Evil gig?
The Hear No Evil gig, they can expect a man talking about random subjects with no no concurrent theme running through it. But having said that, I think I've always been like that. I'm not clever enough, I suppose, to have a central theme for a whole 1 hour show. So, you know, I mean, I think even in the press release it says, you know, and it's true that it's impossible to ignore the elephant in the room, which is the economy and the recession. There will be talk about that. There will be talk of solutions. as to maybe how we can get out of the recession. There'll be talk, a little bit of talk about my Edinburgh experience. There'll be stuff I missed about Dublin when I was over there. There'll be a bit about dolphins. As you can see, it's a mishmash of ideas, really. But I'm quite happy with how the new stuff has been received recently. I've been going into do the mishmash on Tuesday night, the international, the new night in the international on a Sunday night, and a couple of the other comedy clubs, and road testing the new material, and been pleasantly surprised with the reaction. So hopefully it'll be ready and raring to go come next Friday night.
Yeah, if people want to find out about Eric Lawler, you're on Twitter as at Eric Lawor.
Very, very good, Peter. Yeah. No W in my name.
No, you're also on the Facebook.
On Facebook, yeah. I'm Eric Lawler as well. Or there's also a fan page.
That's the one you want, yeah.
Eric Lawler stand-up stuff, it's called. But, I mean, add me on wherever and I'll direct you to it. You know, there's no big deal. Yeah, so it's all systems go, Peter. I'm up to my eyes with stuff, and it's pressure, and I've been finding it hard to sleep recently with the pressure. But you know, that's the name of the game. That's why I do this.
Will you get a new suit?
I have two suits, two relatively new suits. Anyway, so I'm not sure. I have a new suit jacket I might adorn next Friday night. I'll see. But I have my nice black suit and I have my nice grey suit, and. I'll definitely look sartorially elegant, if nothing else, next Friday.
That's very true. Hey, you played the CRC last night.
Oh, yeah, in the Olympia Theatre. Great.
How did that go?
It was amazing. It was great. It was a privilege to be... It's an amazing experience to play the Olympia. It's one of those venues that isn't really one of the traditional comedy venues, but, you know, you feel like it should be because it's such a great venue. But as is Vicar Street. You know, Vicar Street's another one of those diamond venues to do comedy in. But yeah, it was brilliant. It was full house last night, 1,200, but it was an amazing lineup. Like, it was a really strong lineup last night, which I think contributed to the sellout factor. You know, Dez was on, Neil Delamer, Colin Murphy, Ardal Hanlon, David O'Doherty, Maeve Higgins, Carl Spain, Eric Lawler, he's deadly, and Cat Bounce, and loads of others. It was a great night, and I did my gig there. Because of so many, you only kind of got a short stint, so most of us only did 7 minutes, which is quite tough because you're used to doing much longer sets, and you're just getting into your stride and you're going, oh my god, the time's up, and you're off, you know.
Get off! So, yeah, and Crozier comes in and
absolutely. And then I just hot stepped it across town over to the Laughter Lounge where I was headlining there last night and tonight and tomorrow night. So.
I got an email in from Shel Holden yesterday. She told me you're playing the world's smallest comedy club.
Oh yeah,
it's a 5-seater venue. Yeah. Can you explain to people what that's about?
I think it's actually a 4-seater venue. I don't know. Regardless, 4 or 5, what's the difference? You know,
4 and a small child.
Yeah. I was asked to do this a couple of weeks ago by Peter O'Mahony, who runs the Laughter Lounge, and he asked me would I be interested in attempting a world record for all in aid of bone marrow trust, and I just said yeah, of course. And well, what's the story? I'm still kind of in the dark a little bit about what's going to happen, but what I've been told so far is that one of the pods on the big wheel down at the O2 will be turned into a tiny comedy club, and there's a few of us. There's me, Willie White, Andrew Stanley, Gar Moran, and Steve Cummins are the comedians involved. And the aim is, the wheel takes, I think, 15, 20 minutes or something to turn around. I'm not sure what the details are, to be honest. I'm kind of flying. Go to the Bone Marrow Trust website, BMT or whatever, and see the full details. But I think people pay in. The money goes to charity. They get into the pod. They sit in the pod, the 4 or 5 of them. And I stand up in front of them and I do my set in front
of them. For those who have never been, because this is obviously on the WW World Wide Web, but for those who have never seen the Ferris wheel outside the O2, it's the Irish, Paddy Irish equivalent of the London Eye.
The London Eye, yeah.
But it's a bit smaller.
Yeah, it's a little smaller, but it's still big. Revolver.
There's a Tina Turner song in here somewhere.
It's called the Revolver, I think, but it's I've never been on it, so if nothing, I'm getting a free ride on the Dublin Wheel, like, you know.
Yeah.
Happy days. No, it's gonna be freaky and weird, but it's good to do something different every now and then, you know.
It is indeed. If people want to get tickets for it, here, No Evil.
Oh yes.
Where do they go? How do they find out more, Eric?
They can go on to Ticketmaster.ie, or they can go to the Aiken Promotions website, Vicar Street website, and Yeah, they're and what's that other one? Tickets.ie. That's another one. Yeah,
are they doing them on tickets.ie?
I think so. Yeah, I think that's what somebody told me. That may or may not be true.
I got mine on Ticketmaster.
Good man. Yeah, so I mean, tickets are moving slowly. So we're getting there though. But I've been reliably told that the amount of tickets I've sold with a week to go is very, very good. Because traditionally now in Ireland, with the times we live in, people are leaving to the last minute to buy their tickets. So I hope that's the case. And next Friday, I see, you know, a fairly packed Sugar Club. It'll be amazing.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I'll heckle you.
Yeah, do. Please don't.
Excellent. Eric Lawler, thanks very much for your time.
You're very welcome, Peter.
Slán.